There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can dial on in toll free here. There's been a Bitcoin crackdown in Vermont, which is pretty shocking. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Nicholas on the line via Skype. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey, Nicholas. Where are you calling from? Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I called in a couple of days ago about the NSA bugging hard drive.
Yes. Disturbing story.
Yeah, and from the same blog that I was reading a couple of days ago, they've now posted another link to apparently a workaround to this problem for people who don't want the NSA.
Okay, which should be everyone. Yeah,
I don't know if you guys are aware of this. It's a program called Tails.
Yes.
Oh, you do know about that.
But go ahead and explain for us.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is.
What it is.
Well, I'm just reading straight off of their promotional site, but it says Tails is a live operating system that you can start on almost any computer from a DVD, USB stick, or SD card. It aims at preserving your privacy and anonymity and helps you to leave no trace on the computer that you are using unless you ask it explicitly. And it automatically logs onto the internet using Tor, the Tor browser. And it appears to be a completely independent program that is somehow separated from the firmware on your hard drive. But I'm not totally sure how this thing works.
So I can explain a little bit better here. Tails is a Linux install that you can actually have installed on a flash drive or a CD or DVD. And basically what you do is you take your DVD or flash drive and you plug it into any computer that has a DVD drive or a USB port. You plug it into that computer, you turn the computer on, you select to boot from the DVD drive or the flash drive, and then the computer will load its operating system from that drive, which loads temporarily, essentially. It loads into memory. It doesn't actually install itself on the computer. So essentially, Daryl, you've got your laptop in front of you.
Yes.
If I had a copy of Tails, I could take that Tails, I could borrow your laptop, boot it into Tails, and do whatever I wanted to with Tails, and nothing would change on your hard drive, on your storage. I wouldn't be meddling in any of your files. I wouldn't even be using your operating system. I would just be using your computer to run this copy of Tails.
Yes.
Which can then be used, as you pointed out, Nicholas, to connect to the internet and using Tor to connect to the internet. So it's sort of two different levels of privacy protection. There's the level of this is a portable operating system that has no permanent files, essentially. Every time you boot the system, it's like a fresh kind of install, if you will, even though install is not really the right word. So it's a fresh operating system that's essentially never been used before. So there's that level of privacy in that there are no files that you can just save in Tails, although I think there is a way to create some savable files, but by default, it's not set up to do that. And then so there's that level of privacy, like operating system level. And then there's the level of privacy on top of that from Tor, which some dispute whether or not Tor is actually private, but presuming that it is, you then have that level on top of the operating system level. So you've got private internet browsing on what is essentially a private operating system that is completely portable. So does that help explain it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, it's been put on the blog that I read as perhaps a way of working around that NSA problem, but I can't make any guarantees. And it appears that they still have some kinks to work out. I'm seeing in the news feed that some complaints have been issued about it. But anyway, it's promising.
Yeah, technology. It's an interesting workaround. And what is the blog? Go ahead and give it a plug.
It's the same one I mentioned the other day. It's armstrongeconomics.com. He actually talks mostly about economics, but he is concerned about the NSA, just as all libertarians are. And so he periodically puts postings about technology and like the Reuters article we had a couple days ago.
Nicholas, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to Chernobyl on the line calling from Ithaca. Excuse me, Zach calling from Ithaca. Go ahead,
Zach.
Are
you talking to me?
Yes, you're on the air.
You're talking to me?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are you gentlemen doing this evening out there?
There's a lady.
I am definitely not a gentleman. Thank you very much.
There is a lady in the studio. Danica is with us. But yes, I think everyone's fine.
I'm great.
Well, what I want to talk about tonight is Twitter, which is not only one of the greatest tools ever created in the 21st century, but also one of the greatest games I've ever played in my life. Are you familiar with the concept of Twitter as a game?
No.
But
explain for our listeners that don't have internet access what Twitter is.
Daryl doesn't know what Twitter is.
To all you Luddites out there, it's a communications platform that allows you to send messages limited to 140 characters to anyone else on the system. So say if I wanted to get into a argument about Israel with Roseanne Barr, which I've done, which was fun, I can do that. I can tell Randy Quaid that he's crazy. I can also describe my personal pooping problems, you know, whatever.
But now, hold on. Now, just before you go on, with Twitter, you can tag somebody kind of in the post, right? You use the little at symbol and then the person's name. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to read it, right? Like, if somebody like one of these Hollywood people is getting 1,000 people tweeting something at them every single day, I mean, unless they're totally obsessed with themselves, which I imagine many of them are.
Most of them are.
I imagine many of them are. But unless they're totally obsessed with themselves, probably aren't going to read all 1,000 of
these. They pay somebody to do that, Ian.
Really?
That is very, very likely. There's actually tools that are available. One of them is Follow Friday tool. So I'm friends with someone on Twitter who has like 5,000 followers. And I asked her, like, how do you deal with all this traffic? And it's because she uses this specific software that allows you to manage all that nonsense that comes through. Like, I hate to mention him, but imagine Justin Bieber. He's got, you know, 13 million followers, something ridiculous. Whoever's managing his account, they have tools available to them to manage that much traffic. But what really, like, there's individual
people. But why? Why would you care enough to bother managing all of that traffic as, you know, Justin Bieber or even as...
Because they have social media jobs now where you can get paid for doing that.
Right. I guess people have people. Hey, have you never watched television or movies?
No, I understand that.
Where somebody says, I'll have my people call your people?
Right.
That's their people.
Talk to my agent.
They have a person.
No, I understand that.
It's their job.
That doesn't answer my question, though. The question was, why bother? I mean, there's a lot of things you can have an assistant help you with, right? Setting appointments or whatever. But why bother with what are likely going to be a bunch of inane ramblings, the 140 characters of people on Twitter? Why even bother parsing through them? Is it because, you know, it supposedly looks good to interact with the fans?
Yeah,
but it's not Justin Bieber. Bieber doing it, right? It's some other person. So
on behalf of, okay, when
I tweet, not actually him.
Hold on, when I tweet at Pace Picante Sauce,
yeah,
Pace Picante, a jar of Pace Picante Sauce does not tweet back.
Oh
at
yeah,
me.
Prove it. How do you know that Pace Picante hasn't come up with artificial intelligence?
Because there was actually a comedian that was tweeting at Pace Picante with really horrible things. And Pace had some kind of thing that would automatically retweet anything that was tweeted at Pace Picante.
Well, sometimes the people behind Twitter accounts can be very funny. There was a recent song that was put out by Taylor Swift, and there's a line in it that goes, star-crossed lovers. But a lot of people...
No, I've got a lot of ex-lovers.
Okay.
They say that I
get it right,
say.
Danica. Come
oh,
on.
Yeah, of
it
course.
Sounds like star-crossed lovers.
No. Well, no. And
you need
the
to
reason
the
why
Swift
people are getting
here.
Mixed up is that they think it sounds like Starbucks lovers. A few days ago, she tweeted something about like happy, you know, a happy Starbucks day, even though that's not the correct lyric. And Starbucks tweets back saying it's not. So it can be pretty humorous at times.
Well, sure. I mean, and if you are actually reaching the person, so for instance, I know Penn Jillette, for instance, actually is Penn Jillette on Twitter.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you're actually reaching the individual and this is a way to connect with somebody that otherwise you'd have to go through gatekeepers, that's pretty useful.
Yeah, so Twitter has a way to where they verify if one of these celebrities is the real deal.
And there's that check mark.
Stand by. We'll come back with more and talk about this further. We'll bring Zach back from Ithaca for further comments on what this whole Twitter thing is, because I think he might have been going somewhere with this. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The AMP shirt giveaway is happening. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And the AMP is $5 a month. That money goes towards helping Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expand our satellite coverage of the globe. So you can help us for just $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks. You get access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only the podcast that doesn't have the usual commercials our regular podcast does. You also have access to the AMP only Facebook group and more. Go and get the details and get signed up for just $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. But if you sign up for the Platinum Amplifier by the 1st of March, so you got about 8 more days to do this, sign up for Platinum by March 1st and stay Platinum through May 1st. You will get the exclusive Elite AMP shirt that is coming out. It is on a tech fabric. It's a long sleeve shirt with a word cloud design that features some of the words from our show topics over a period of time. It's pretty cool looking, and from what I understand, it actually has been produced, and some of them should be available at the Liberty Forum, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, so if you want to hook up with this, I guess it'll be available to look at the Liberty Forum. You won't be able to actually get them yet because you have to, again, wait until May 1st. But go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Then again, it is amp.freetalklive.com.
So, question. I don't know if you can answer this or the person that is running the SAM promotion, but I am an amplifier. I'm not platinum. I believe platinum is 15 and above or 20 and above?
It's 25.
25? Okay. Yeah. So, if I go to platinum status, even though I'm an existing amplifier, and I obviously I'm still going to continue to amp, can I get that T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if you're a current amplifier and you want to upgrade to Platinum, you can certainly do that. You don't have to be a brand. So it does not only apply to new amplifiers.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, please feel free to upgrade if you feel so inclined. You want to get one of these. If you want to see what the shirt looks like, you can go to shirt.freetalklive.com, and you'll see pictures there of it, both front and back. So, again, that's shirt.freetalklive.com. And to sign up for AMP, go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Zach, he's in Ithaca. You were calling about Twitter. And you're on via Skype at username lrn.fm. So you were calling to kind of talk about Twitter, and we just went off on the tangent about Twitter just in general and kind of how it works and that you can reach people, for instance, sometimes without having to go through gatekeepers. Like, for instance, Penn Jillette, I for years have been trying to get Penn Jillette on Free Talk Live, but reaching out to Penn Jillette is not an easy thing to do. He has a manager, but along comes Twitter, and now people are able to just write 140 characters and tag him in that, and he'll probably see it. So you were kind of introducing us to Twitter. Go ahead with more of your thoughts.
Could I give you an example of Twitter in action, like
sure.
in real life? Okay. Well, I don't know if you know who Doug Stanhope is. He's an alcoholic atheist comedian whom I'm a big fan of.
He's actually kind of a libertarian comedian. From what I understand, Free State Project
participant.
He
didn't know he was a libertarian until somebody told him. But on his podcast, he had a woman who was a former friend of – well, he was a friend of his when he was in L.A. years ago, and he went to Australia to do stand-up, and he did a podcast with her, and she essentially
– Hello?
Oh, no. I believe the sound card died again.
I don't know if that was the sound card.
No.
He does have that – there's that little indicator on Skype where it says call quality information, and it's saying there's a slow connection. So it looks like there's perhaps an internet issue. You know, sometimes it's our internet, and it may very well actually be our internet at this point. So sorry about that, Zach. We'll see if we can get you back on here in a moment. In fact, he may be back with us. Zach,
I'm back.
Have you? Okay, great.
Can I finish my story?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so she outed this guy. This is my ex-husband. He did this thing that was terrible, and she said his name on the podcast, but she didn't get the spelling right. So I contacted her over Skype, Twitter, and I asked her the correct spelling of his name. Within 20 minutes, I had found his blog, his wife's Facebook, so on and so forth. And long story short, his entire online presence had to be scrubbed because she had told the world what he had done. And
what had he done? Because I think we might have lost that detail.
She walked in on him while he was raping a 10-year-old mentally challenged girl.
What?
Yes, exactly. So what happened was, on Twitter, I sent her, Doug Stanhope his cell phone number. I sent, his blog, picture of his family, so on and so forth.
Okay.
And in the end, he had to change his cell phone number. His wife's Facebook disappeared. His LinkedIn, his blog, everything was gone.
Now, quick point of clarification. Again, we missed a chunk of, I think we've kind of gotten what you were saying when the internet cut out there for a moment. But now she walked, this person who tweeted out, and this was her husband who was raping somebody?
Yes, and she was on Doug Stanhope's podcast. She called him out. And
she called out her husband in this case.
Her ex-husband.
Did she have evidence of this, or was this?
Oh, he was prosecuted. That's okay. The only reason it wasn't bleeped on Doug Stanhope's podcast was because it had been. There's no way you could sue because it was true.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I found all this information about him, and I sent it to Doug Stanhope. In the process, my Twitter got suspended permanently. I had to start a new one.
Wow.
But it was a small price to pay at the altar of Doug Stanhope. Long story short, these messages got retweeted. They got spread all over the world, and people were calling him. He wasn't answering his cell phone, oddly enough. And so basically from upstate New York to Australia, the other side of the world, I helped ruin an evil person's life by simply bringing to light the truth of their past.
Wow.
Okay.
All
using Twitter. And my account got suspended. But after that, all this information cascaded across the internet, and people hounded this guy to the point where, you know, he's had to completely drop off the face of the earth as far as the internet goes. And it's a powerful, powerful tool. And at the same time, it's a game, because I've mentioned this previously on your show, Charlie Brooker's How Video Games Changed the World. It was 25 video games they profiled to the relevance of how they've affected society. And number one, it was kind of a bait and switch. It was Twitter. I was like, that's kind of a cheat. It wasn't a game.
Mm.
But truly, Twitter is the gamification of real life. You compete to get the most followers. You compete to get the most retweets and favorites. And coming to understand that, I fully understood Twitter. There's a lot of people who don't get it. They're like, I don't understand. But if you understand it under those terms, it becomes more clear.
Mm.
And there's another story I could relay. Well, there was an Egyptian journalist who was...
It seems like we don't have time for a second story, but there's certainly lots of stories out there that have to do with Twitter, and there's no doubt it's a powerful communications platform with a fair amount of users, and I appreciate your calling to share that story tonight. Zach, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm kind of in the camp of not really being too impressed by Twitter. I mean, it's got its use. We do have it here at Free Talk Live, and we, you know, send stuff out via Twitter, but it's the same stuff we send out via Facebook and Google Plus, so not like I pick Twitter over the other platforms necessarily, but share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free to take control of these airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. Again, that toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc. You go there and you can not only read Daryl's writings and subscribe to his newspaper that he puts out in real life, like an actual printed newspaper. But, of course, you can get the PDF version as well at fpp.cc. You can also order books. What's one of the newest books that you've published?
The newest book is How to Be a Hobo, where it's essentially the hobo diaries of Brooke Willett, who spent about 4 years on the road.
Formerly known as Brooke Kelly.
Yes. Also called the Truth Fairy.
Right.
Two of those years that she was out on the road, she had no documents at all. She was completely off the grid. No longer had social networks, Facebook, Twitter, email, cell phone, etc.
Completely off the grid, huh?
Completely off the grid. And it's basically her diaries. And there's also information in there about how to get off the street. So if you are a hobo...
And you don't want to be.
And you don't want to be, then there's information on how to get off.
So, Daryl, question for you. I haven't read the book yet, but I just want to get just kind of a little bit of insight. So did she willingly go off the grid then? Or did she
Yes.
Okay. So she didn't... have a bunch of unfortunate circumstances.
No, she decided she wanted to try it.
Okay.
And in the introduction, she says, I tried this out of curiosity. You should not do it unless it's out of necessity.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Of course.
It's not an easy life.
Well, no, but you know, sometimes people can find a lot of, not really glory about it, but just a lot of clarity and feeling better. It's one thing about giving up technology, but going completely on the streets, certainly some aspects of it are very hard, but getting rid of technology, I'm sure that was a huge weight off of her shoulders and some other people's shoulders.
I can understand the appeal of disconnecting, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's why people go camping, for instance, because they want to disconnect from the world to some extent.
And yes.
It's just this is a more dedicated version of that for a longer period of time.
Yeah, so in the hobo culture, and I didn't know this until I started editing the book, there's something called gearless and fearless.
What's that mean?
It means that you give up everything you own except for the clothes on your back, possibly an animal, if you have an animal with you, and maybe like a can opener.
Right.
And that's it.
And you live.
And you live.
Yeah.
And she said that one of the hardest things about being gearless is staying that way. Because people will want to give you things. People see that you have nothing, and they will give you things. She said that she was sitting outside of a restaurant waiting on, you know, somebody to come by and feed her. And some lady came by and said, what are you doing? She said, oh, I'm waiting on a sandwich. I know somebody's going to bring one sometime. She said, no. What are you doing? And she was like, oh, well, you know, I'm a musician and this is how I live. Well, wait, you're a musician, but you don't have an instrument. I'll be right back. Went home, got one of her husband's 9 guitars that he had not played in many years. Still had dust on the case, brought her a tent, and she said more stuff than she would have been able to carry. It took her 4 trips to take it across the street to the thrift store, and she gave it all away, traded the guitar for a ukulele.
Oh, my.
And she eventually wound up giving the ukulele away.
Sure, because you don't want to carry it
around. But all she has is memories.
This actually is interesting because when you first told me about this story, it sounded interesting, and now it's sounding a lot like a book I read that is called Peace Pilgrim, and it's a fantastic story about this elderly lady who, I guess, well, she didn't start out that elderly, but over a period of
most
decades,
people don't start out elderly.
In the story, though, over a period of decades, she just walks, and Peace Pilgrim was a person, she got all this media coverage, because kind of like if you've seen Forrest Gump, you know how Forrest runs across the country. This lady actually did
that. Everywhere I went, I was running.
Except she wasn't running. She was walking. And she walked across the country multiple times, basically trying to bring a message of peace out wherever it was that she went.
Did she not even have a backpack full of anything? Like no tent or blanket or anything?
There were part of the time that she did, but when she was gearless, she had nothing.
Peace Pilgrim, this is why it rings like Peace Pilgrim story. Peace Pilgrim, all she had at any time was a kind of this apron or smock of some sort that had a couple of pockets on it. And everything she ever had, the entire 30 years or whatever she was out on the streets just walking places, all she had was what she could carry in those pockets, which usually was a toothbrush and some of her pamphlets about peace. And that's it. Everything else, she had no money. She gave up all of her worldly possessions, and she relied on the generosity of strangers, of total strangers, who some of whom had seen her story and, you know, knew that she was walking around, but most of them hadn't.
Right.
You know, most of them just saw an old lady walking down the side of the road, and they stopped to. So every bit of shelter she received, every piece of food she received was given to her on the generosity of other human beings. And it came and it came and it came. And there were only a very, very few times in the entire time that she was walking here and there. there were only a few nights where she actually had to, you know, sleep under a bridge or something like that, where she didn't, where she wasn't given someone's couch to crash on or a guest room to sleep in, where she, you know, there was hardly any time where she actually went hungry for any amount of time. It was just an amazing story about, you know, the generosity of people and how it was that she was able to survive without having a bunch of possessions. It was really interesting.
Now, was she in a semi-warm climate, or did she have to experience winters?
She, you're asking Brooke? About
Brooke.
Yeah.
She traveled all over the country.
Okay.
Same with Peace Pilgrim.
She jumped freight, and she actually writes about jumping freight.
Trains.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Freight trains.
So I just thought that was an interesting kind of comparison.
Now, is this available as an audiobook only, or is it PDF, physical?
The audiobook is not yet out.
Okay.
That is still in production, but it is Kindle and physical paperback
available.
I think I'm just going to have to go purchase it because I have a Kindle, and Kindles are great. They actually allow me to read more. Well, it inspires me to read more.
FPP.cc, that's Daryl's website. Let's go to Matt. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Good evening.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm calling about my favorite food truck in New York City, the Cinnamon Snail. They're a vegan food truck. They started out doing cinnamon donuts, and they do all sorts of delicious food. And they're shutting down.
Oh, no.
And I'm really sad about that. And one of the main reasons that they're shutting down is the permit system in New York City.
Oh, boy. I can only imagine the nightmarish, labyrinthine bureaucracy that one has to delve into in order to get the permission to actually sell hot food to somebody or any kind of food in New York City. Do tell.
Well, it's kind of ridiculous. It's ridiculous because the city only issues a certain number of permits. And those permits, instead of cycling through different vendors, and each time one vendor, say, goes out of business, it expires, whatever, it goes to a new business, they will renew the permit, keep it, and sell it on the black market for an extremely high price. So in the process of...
Hold on. Who's selling it on the black market? The bureaucrats themselves?
No. These businesses that decide that it's more profitable to sell permits than it is to actually be a functioning business.
Wow.
So that's preventing them from delivering vegan deliciousness to the city.
Now, wait, I'm missing the detail on how people selling their permits on the black market is preventing the snail from doing business. Maybe you could clear it up for me. I might have just missed a detail. Stand by. Matt, can you come back with us in a little bit?
Sure.
More with Matt here in New Jersey. His favorite food truck is shutting down. We'll talk about why coming up in moments. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, some not so great news out of Vermont, where there's been a crackdown on a Bitcoin vending machine operator. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Over at freedomsphoenix.com, you're provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here with your calls, Matt is in New Jersey. He's frustrated with the food truck permitting situation there in New York City, actually, where one of your favorite food trucks is going out of business. You say it's because of the permitting system, and I actually pulled up an article about this from GrubStreet.com entitled "One of New York City's Most Beloved Food Truck Owners Calls It On." Owners on why it's time to call it quits, and it's a business called the Cinnamon Snail, and they launched 5 years ago. Now, Matt, what you told us was that these food truck permits, they are not, the city is not issuing new ones. They put a cap on the number that there could be ever issued, I guess, a little while back. And ever since that cap was placed on these things, the current owners of these permits, if they want to go out of business, will actually continue to renew the permit and then will sell, they'll essentially lease the permit, which is apparently $100 a year for this permit, which is not a whole lot of money in New York City. But the vendors who are shutting down their business, you know, like Joe's Food Truck, they'll keep the permit and then essentially lease out the permit to another operator for what they say in this article 100 times as much. So
that's right.
So that's your understanding of what's happening. Why does that have anything to do with the cinnamon snail? Are they unpermitted or something like that? Or what does that mean for them?
The cinnamon snail does not have a permit, and they've been...
Oh, wow.
They've been kicked out of streets. They've been told to move along and don't do business here because you don't have a permission slip that says, I rule you and I can tell you what to do.
Oh, that's so sad.
Have they been arrested? I mean, because operating a food truck in a place like New York City, you'd expect the government goons are going to come threaten them and possibly use men with guns. That hasn't happened?
No, I think there's some flexibility with it. I'm not sure of the exact details of how they've gotten along so far, but they are very popular. They've gotten international acclaim.
So I guess, so I'm curious, what you're saying is the cinnamon snail food truck for 5 years in New York City has managed to operate without an actual permit, and the worst consequence that has come to them is that they've simply been kicked out of certain locations?
Yeah, I'm not sure of the exact details, but they've had it rough in New York City in the past 5 years.
So they've been kicked around so much, it's been difficult for them. But nonetheless, yeah. They're very, very popular. So apparently it hasn't. I mean, even though their location has been unsteady, obviously people have been able to find them. Is it kind of a situation where they update social media and say, hey, exactly. We're open at the corner of whatever, come see us? Is that how they're getting the word out?
Yeah, they go to social media and their followers come along, like myself. They go along and go buy their delicious treats.
So he's shutting down because he's tired of dealing with the lifestyle of having to jump around from location to location and getting harassed by these government goons, kicked out of different locations. He just doesn't want to deal with that anymore, and he can't do anything legally about it because he can't afford to purchase the permit on the black market.
That's what I understand, yeah.
Wow, that's so sad.
It's just another way that the government is doing us a disservice by existing.
I'm with you, man. Thanks, Matt, for your call tonight. I appreciate you telling that story. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The story over at GrubStreet.com, I will copy the link here and we'll put it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can learn a little bit more about this. It's an actual interview with the owner of this food truck. I can give you some more excerpts here if we get the chance. Outlaw Jersey Whale. Outlaw Jersey Whale. That's the name here. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Outlaw Jersey Whale going once. Outlaw Jersey Whale going twice. We'll put that person back on hold. Maybe they're having some telephone cell signal difficulties. So the person here in this article over at GrubStreet.com, the individual who's being interviewed, the founder and chef behind the cinnamon snail, Adam Sobel, really obviously loves what he's doing because he points out that he says it looks good from the outside, but it's hard work. He says, I used to get upset about all these kinds of problems, but they're inherent with running a food truck. He says, it's kind of sad because this has been my baby, but I don't feel like we lost or anything. We kicked a lot of butt, and it was great. And now it's just time for something else. In light of the problems I was telling you about, I was beginning to feel like, on some level, there was just no light at the end of the tunnel. I've literally had every kind of crazy thing happen. No matter how good we get at doing this, and no matter how good our food is, and no matter how many backup plans we have for different emergencies, with a food truck, there's never an end in sight with those kinds of problems. And those problems make it really tough to actually make any kind of profit, especially the way we were doing it. He says offering organic food at pretty affordable prices, that was very labor-intensive to cook. But still, at the end of the day, all those problems are not even why we're moving on. It's really this whole permit nonsense. And then he goes on to explain how these permits are sold on the black market for what he claims are up to 100 times what the actual permit holder paid for, which is about $100 per year. So he can't get a new permit, and he says, as bad as it is for us to deal with, we're, by comparison to most street vendors in the city, very privileged. Almost all street vendors are not U.S. citizens, and they may not know their rights or have access to loans. Since before we even had a truck, we've been involved with the street vendor project that's trying to make some changes happen for the industry because it's really unfair. How many food trucks have you seen come and go in the last few years? There's very few that are even as old as we are, other than an odd halal cart or something. It takes an incredible amount of perseverance. You have to be a little bit crazy, or in our case, just really impassioned by an ethical goal. For us, this was never just making money. It was very much about providing vegan food to people who would never go into a vegan restaurant and help dispel a lot of people's misconceptions about how this food tastes. I think we've been really lucky and really successful with that mission. Whatever we're doing next is going to be guided by that same mission, and we're to make this food attractive to people who don't already get it and affordable to people who don't already understand its value. And I have to say that having a vegan food truck is a cool idea. I'm not a vegan, necessarily, but I've had some of their food, and some of it's pretty good.
Yeah, the vegan food that I've had is always delicious.
Well, and I love the idea that you could get it at a food truck. You know, classically, food trucks are not the most healthy places to go and eat. And
I think there's kind of a revival with food trucks, and there's this cooking show on TV. I think it's called, like, Food Truck Wars.
Really?
Or something like that. I know they're making a TV show out of everything these days. But they will, you know, a lot of the food trucks are fairly profitable, and they have everything from fish tacos to vegan food to Ethiopian food, just things that you would never see. And they can do so many different kinds of fusions with it, like mixing, say, you know, Korean barbecue in a, you know, taco, so to speak. So there's all these really cool ideas that are coming from these food trucks. And the nice thing about these food trucks is that they're mobile. They can go anywhere. They're not tethered.
And that's why the cities hate them.
Because
when if a food truck comes into town, those bureaucrats, they hate that somebody might be doing business and passing money around without them getting a cut of it. So they tend to crack down in a lot of different places on these guys. Another question from the author here at GrubStreet.com is, do you think it's the end of days for food trucks? Have we reached a point where they're no longer sustainable? The answer from the owner is of the Cinnamon Snail is, look, the permit thing is crazy no matter what, but it's nothing new. It's been crazy like that since the early 1980s, but it did get a little bit worse a few years back when the city made it so you can't vend from a metered location. We get a ticket for that every day, meaning that they pull the food truck up at a metered spot wherein they're paying the meter. But the city's still saying, sorry, that's against the rules, so here's your ticket. And so they're having to pay the city every single day for whatever violations they're receiving for simply setting in one place and selling food.
So I wonder if that's still cheaper than them trying to buy one of these permits
on
the black market.
It clearly is. I mean, these guys are saying it's going to cost them 100 times as much to buy the permit than what it would cost if they could actually get one from the city. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but he does say it's not that it's not a sustainable business model, but for us, having done it ethically and making the food from scratch, he says it becomes as complex and complicated as possible. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The Bitcoin vending machine in trouble in Vermont. It's not good news. More on the way on Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.